Welcome to MoCo's Most Famous. I'm your host, Joe Yasharoff, Director of Content at Montgomery Community Media in Rockville. We're mixing it up a little bit today. We're talking to an entomologist, but not just any entomologist. Why, you ask? Well, besides the pandemic, the thing you hear most about these days is cicadas. Oh my God, here come the cicadas. Millions upon millions, or maybe it's billions. We're not sure. We're going to find out, though. They're going to be descending on Montgomery County any day now. Some people are dreading their arrival, and some can't wait, and some are actually planning on eating them, which is gross, but we're going to hear about that too. We have the honor today of talking to the man known as the Bug Guy, Dr. Michael Raup, Professor Emeritus of Entomology and Extension Specialist at the University of Maryland. He's a frequent guest bug expert on Good Morning America, NPR. He's appeared on BBC, CNN, National Geographic, The Tonight Show, basically every show there is, also every local TV station. So today he joins MoCo's Most Famous podcast. Dr. Raup, thank you for being here and welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Joe, pleasure to be here today. And as you can see, hey, guess what? We got cicadas. So the cicadas are out. They're up and running. The big show has begun.
You have a friend there with you. So my first question is, how would you explain the phenomenon of cicadas to somebody from another country or another planet? How would you describe that?
Yeah, I basically say this is one of Mother Nature's very best shows. This happens nowhere else on planet Earth, Joe, except in states east of the Mississippi River. And Brood 10, also known as Brood X, which makes it even more mysterious. X marks the spot. This one is one of the largest broods of periodical cicadas in the United States. There are more than 3,000 species of cicadas worldwide. They're found on every continent except Antarctica. But it's only right here in the eastern United States that we have 15 broods of periodical cicadas. We have 12 broods of 17-year cicadas, and we've got 3 broods of 13-year cicadas. But Brood 10 is the largest group or broods of periodical cicadas anywhere in the United States. This one is going to occur in 15 states and the District of Columbia, and maybe Montgomery County is going to be the epicenter. I got a feeling it might be. From Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, where cicadas have been up for about a week, they're already singing, moving up to Virginia, Pennsylvania, Maryland, DC, all the way up to New York, and then west to the Mississippi in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois. So Joe, what you're gonna have is the intersection of billions, if not trillions, of cicadas with tens of millions of human beings in their backyards, and that's going to create some very interesting situations. It's going to be unique, it's going to be special, and a chance to observe Mother Nature at her very best.
There's really nothing like this. I mean, I'm sure in the insect world, but just in life and in history and in the world, I mean, just the fact that these insects, they've been hiding for 17 years and then they emerge and they look like aliens and Brood X, as you said, sounds like a science fiction thing, but this is real. How do you explain the phenomenon? Is there an explanation for it?
Sure. Well, Joe, remember, now we only have polar bears in the Arctic. We only have panda bears in Asia. And we only have giraffes in Africa. So again, every creature on planet Earth has its own unique distribution. It just so happened that some 4 or 5 million years ago, part of the cicada clan, again, there are many cicadas we have. We're all very familiar with what we call the annual cicada or the dog day cicada mm-hmm. that appears every year in July, August, September. But this is the only place where part of that cicada clan had said, look, we've got a different way of doing business. We're not going to be stealthy and speedy and hide out on trees and be hard to see. Hey, guess what? We're going to come out synchronously in such massive numbers. we're going to fill the bellies of every predator that wants to eat us, and there's still going to be enough left over to perpetuate our species. It's called predator satiation. It's one of the strangest evolutionary developments ever on the planet. But hey, guess what? Boom, this has worked for millions of years. These guys have it down.
And you've experienced how many of these, three or four of this brood?
Too many to talk about. Too many to talk about, Joe. This will be at least my fifth. But you know, I'm kind of a cicada groupie. So at some point in time, because there are 15 broods of cicadas, at some point in time in almost any part of the country, there's a cicada brood coming out. So I'm kind of a cicada groupie. I'll go to West Virginia or Virginia or New York or somewhere every few years to witness the cicadas and enjoy them.
Would this be your version of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Super Bowl, you know, I like to call it a cicada palooza. People of my era remembered, the Lollapaloozas, the music concert. So this is going to be a cicada palooza. But we certainly look forward to it, not only for the invaluable opportunity to share a truly unique natural phenomenon with so many people around the world, but also an opportunity to study these creatures. Again, there are so many things we don't know about periodical cicadas. Where exactly are they going to emerge? When are they going to emerge? What predators are going to feed on them? What are the cues they use to come up and out of the ground? We're particularly interested in the brood of cicadas, brood 10 up on Long Island. That population has been declining for the past 200 years. We're concerned now that they may not appear this time, but fortunately have a wonderful citizen science tool, which many of the folks here in the DMV are familiar with. It's called the Cicada Safari. This is a free app download for your iPhone or Android system. What you do is you download that app, you go outside. If you see a cicada, you take a picture of it. It comes to our database. We're going to use this to basically map out where we see those cicadas and how well they're doing.
How has climate change affected cicadas, or do we know that yet?
Yeah, well, we know climate change has an extreme effect on cicadas. Joe, remember, it was just a mere 20,000 years ago, the Laurentian ice shield was sitting in the middle of Pennsylvania. It was under 1,000 feet of ice, right? But since that glacier has receded, we now have periodical cicadas because the earth has gotten warmer all the way in the middle of New York State. So there are three ways we think climate change will affect periodical cicadas. Number one, they will be expanding their ranges further northward as colder temperatures recede further northward. Number two, we expect to see cicadas because the earth is warming more rapidly, except this year it's been pretty chilly. We expect cicadas to be emerging maybe a week or 2 weeks earlier. My colleague, Gene Kritsky, out at Mount St. Joe University in Cincinnati, says out in Ohio, they're emerging a full 2 weeks earlier than they did perhaps 40 years ago. Number three is we have broods of 17 and 13-year cicadas. Some of our scientists believe that some of our 17-year cicadas may simply make a time jump and become 13-year cicadas because now the Earth has become so much warmer, their development can accelerate and they'll simply be emerging earlier.
So maybe 2034 for the next one, if my math is right.
Yeah, instead of 2038, you got it. So that could happen too. Pretty interesting.
Let's talk about people. Okay, so a lot of people are excited about it, but there are a lot more people who are freaked out, legitimately afraid, who will plan vacations, who are worried about their weddings, graduations. What do you say to the people who are afraid of these cicadas?
Well, we've talked to both groups. Actually, I have an overwhelming number of people that are so excited to see the cicada. So I'm not sure the original premise that we have more people freaked. I think this year, more than I've ever seen before, there are so many people just so interested to take their families out, their kids out, and witness this truly spectacular event. Hey, you know, you could go to Botswana, you could go to Tanzania and go on a safari. It's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Or you could go in your backyard and you could have a cicada safari in the backyard this year. You're going to see birth. You're going to see death. You're going to see romance. You're going to see wicked sex in the treetops. You're going to see murder and mayhem. It's going to be better than an episode of Game of Thrones. So for the people that love cicadas, hey, go out and enjoy. For people that fear cicadas, I think there are three things you should do. Right now, go to the internet, go to our Cicada Crew UMD website, learn as much about the cicadas as you possibly can. Understand, they're not going to bite. They're not going to sting. They're not going to carry away children and small dogs like the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. That's not happening. These are harmless creatures. Harmless creature. They're kind of bumbly. They're kind of like the Laurel and Hardy of the insect world. They're going to fly. They might land on your face. They might crawl around for a little while. When they do that, just say, hey, look, you've made an error. You're trying to get to the big party up in the treetop. I'm just going to take you and let you go. Go up and join your teenage broodmates that are rocking out in the treetop. Number two. After you've learned as much as you can about the cicada and understand they're totally harmless, I think if you're still having fears, you should talk to a professional, talk to a counselor, a clergy person, a social worker, whatever, try to help. They can help you understand your concerns and find ways to deal with it. And finally, if it's going to be too much, just get out of town. Okay, I have a colleague, a friend who said, Mike, I really don't like these things. Please tell me when they're up and out. I said, hey, they're up and out right now. He said, great, I'm leaving tomorrow for Boise, Idaho to basically have a cicada escape vacation. Wow. Now, you don't have to go to Boise. Ocean City, no cicadas. Bethany, no cicadas. Upstate New York, no cicadas. Poconos, no cicadas. Florida, no cicadas. California, no cicadas. Huh? So just get out of town for a few weeks and you're going to be fine. So, yep, we've had wedding planners calling for the past 6 months saying, hey, I was planning a Memorial Day wedding. And I say, look, if you do it on Memorial Day, you're going to have maybe 100, maybe 1,000 of surprise visitors. It's going to make that wedding just so much more memorable. Or you can better push it up to April or maybe wait till July to do that thing. Same thing for outdoor events.
Got it. Now you use the word epicenter. So Maryland is the epicenter, but now is Montgomery County possibly the epicenter of the epicenter?
Yeah, could be. We're not really sure. There are going to be three pockets. There's going to be this southern portion, as I said, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina. Then there's going to be kind of a mid-Atlantic group starting in Northern Virginia, Panhandle of West Virginia, most of Maryland, except our eastern shore. That's going to band up through Pennsylvania, through Philly, eastern Pennsylvania, a broad swath across New Jersey, central New Jersey, up into the New York metro area, and possibly Long Island. But for that mid-Atlantic cluster, it is going to be spectacular. Epicenter, I think so. So here, Montgomery County could certainly be part of that epicenter. It's going to be big. It's going to be broad. There are a lot of cicadas up and out of the ground right now.
So we talked about one end of the spectrum, people who are afraid. The other end is people who will eat them, which it's hard for me to say because I think that's really gross. But I mean, there are a lot of people. Oh, no, don't do it. Don't do it.
I've done this several times before, Joe. Actually, a few years ago, I had the good fortune. I was clowning around with the Today Show crew, and somehow Jay Leno's people saw an outtake that wound up on the cutting room floor, and they invited me out to see if Jay Leno would like to eat cicadas. I said, how could I resist? So I smuggled several dozen out on my carry-on on Southwest, and the producer said, well, we'll prepare them. We'll offer some to Jay and his other guest, who happened to be Russell Crowe that night, who had just come off the Superman movie. So after playing the part of the scientist like I've done with you, I said, well, Leno says, does anything eat cicadas? I said, sure, Jay, look at this. We had them kind of lined up, six cicadas. And I popped one in my mouth and I said, you know, buttery texture, a little crunchy though, with a nice nutty flavor. And then I pointed the skewer at Jay. And as I turned to offer some to Jay, Russell Crowe kind of whispered to me, he said, I'm not going to eat that, mate. So I pointed the skewer at Jay and I said, Jay, I'll give you $1 if you eat a cicada. And he popped one in his mouth. He said, these are better than Cheetos. And then he took the skewer and he pointed it at Russell Crowe and he said, Superman's father, like this. And Russell Crowe said, no thanks, mate. There are no cicadas on Krypton. So they're better than Cheetos. And we know there are no cicadas on Krypton. So you could plan that vacation to Krypton and just avoid cicadas.
That is hilarious.
And I will be snacking on cicadas. There's no question about it. It's a delicacy. I'm preparing some emergence cookies tonight to snack on with some of my friends and another television crew. So it's just a way to experience cicadas in a different way.
Yes, I would say that is so. Now, not a bad Jay Leno impression, by the way. You know, most entomologists don't do very good impressions in my experience. So,
well, you know, I'm from Jersey, so I know a little bit of the Jersey talk still.
You got the Jersey talk. All right, so you talked about eating. Now, what about pets and dogs? I've heard conflicting things on that. Is it okay or not okay, or is there something in the middle?
Well, Joe, you know, everything on the planet, like I said, is going to want to eat them. There's been a red fox excavating my backyard for the past 3 months. It's got a 30-foot trench. It's been digging up the nymphs. So when they come out, foxes, skunks, raccoons, squirrels, birds are going to love these things. They're going to lay more eggs. They're going to fledge more young. It's going to be spectacular. But the golden retriever, I'm already getting reports of goldens out in the front yard, digging up the yard to eat the nymphs. I watched my neighbor's dog walk down the street this morning. It stopped and ate several on the sidewalk. So look, everything in moderation. Don't let the golden eat bucket loads of this, or I'm warning you, it's going to get jammed up on one end or the other, and you're going to have a nasty surprise on the rug. Those exoskeletons are refractory. They're hard to digest. So please let them snack on a few just to keep the dog happy. But not bucket loads, please. Not bucket loads.
All right. Well, that's great advice. All right. A couple of other questions here.
Sure.
The noise.
Yeah.
Cacophony, some would say. Yep. Describe the noise, and that's going to drive some people kind of batty.
Can you hear that sound bite?
Yeah.
That's the male cicada. I picked one off this morning. He's not quite mature yet. But the male cicada has two organs on the side, on either side of its abdomen. They're called the timbal organs. They're like drum heads. And it can vibrate those drum heads to create sound. Now, its abdomen is hollow, and it acts as a reverberation chamber to amplify that sound. So when the periodical cicadas get in the treetops, the noise level is going to hit something between 80 and 100 decibels, the sound of jet aircraft going to BWI or Dulles or National overhead. It's going to be noisy. The sound of a lawnmower engine in the backyard. So this will be noisy. Some say it's a cacophony. It could be. The sound to me is ethereal. When I watch movies now, I can say, man, they filmed it during the cicada occurrence, and it sounds like an alien spacecraft. In fact, I think they have actually used that cicada sound as the background for the aliens landing.
Really?
So it's a fascinating thing. If you listen carefully in movies, you'll actually hear cicadas in the background very often.
That is interesting. So some would say cacophony, some would say a symphony. I'm guessing you would be the symphony guy, right?
Well, you know, Bob Dylan was up in Princeton to receive an award. It happened to be the year 1970 that the Brood 10 was out in Princeton, New Jersey. And he wrote a song. I think it was something like The Day of the Locust. Now, these aren't really locusts. These are locusts or grasshoppers. And somehow they came into popular culture being called locusts. I think I know why. Our early colonists arrived here in the United States, and they saw these things coming out of the ground. They said, OMG, we're back in Egypt. It's the eighth biblical plague.
The plague,
locusts
yeah.
or grasshoppers, these guys are relatives of aphids. They sip plant sap, so they're quite different. And so to some, it'll be a cacophony. To me, it's just going to be a romantic melody that is both strange and wonderful and pretty noisy at the same time. So it's going to be very cool.
Now, we haven't talked about what the sound actually is. If you could explain why the sound and who it's coming from. It's only one versus the other.
Right. It's only the males. So up in the treetops, it's going to be a big boy band. It's not just one species of cicada that emerges. There are going to be three. So the first series of calls will be what we call the chorus. And what this does, and it differs between those three species, this is a way for the males and females of the same species to get together in the same place, right? You don't want to wind up with the other species. That's not going to work. So the chorus brings them all together. Once they get eyeball to eyeball, the males and the females, then the male is going to switch to his courtship songs. And this has got to be the very best performance of his life because, Joe, we all know it's the ladies that get to choose. So he's going to sing his very best song. If she likes his song, if he is good, she will signify that he's cool. She's going to flick her wings, make a little clicking noise. And then they're going to hook up. They're going to mate. So in the treetops, the big cicada palooza going on up there, it's all about romance. It's how the cicadas can find their brood mates to mate with and reproduce.
That's amazing. So when are they actually coming, Dr. Ralph? I mean, we've seen a few. When is the big...
I was, it kind of rolled. As I said, it started about a week or 10 days ago in Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and it's going to roll like a big cicada tsunami as temperatures warm. You know, it's always warmer in the south. We have to have soil temperatures in the 60s, daytimes in the upper 60s, 70s, 80s. So this weekend, it's going to be spectacular. They're already out in Northern Virginia. I was in a backyard this morning, and there were literally thousands of cicadas coming out of the lawn, emerging, shedding their skins. I was shooting video in my neighbor's lawn last night here in Columbia, Maryland, of cicadas molting and climbing up into the trees and besting predators and being eaten by predators. So it's a very fascinating time, but Joe, it's rolling. Enjoy it. They're going to be out with us for probably at least the next 3 weeks, but the tide has hit and they're emerging in vast numbers throughout our region.
How will outdoor dining, a lot of people in Montgomery County and everywhere love outdoor dining, and especially coming off the pandemic, people are going out. So how will that be affected?
Yeah, I think the thing to do here in the deep inner city, you're not going to have cicadas. Where it's all been paved over, there will be very few cicadas. As we move out towards the suburbs where we have big old trees, Bethesda, Chevy Chase, places like that, Rockville, certainly here in Columbia, if it's highly developed, probably not. If you still have nice kind of forest reserves, big old trees, you may have cicadas. The best thing to do if you're concerned about this is simply have a frank discussion with the restaurateurs, with the owners of these places and say, hey, look, did you have cicadas back in 2004? They're going to say, I don't know. Well, if you can find out, if they had them in 04, they're likely to have them again here in 2021. If they didn't, you're not going to have to worry. Even if you're outdoors, remember, they're going to be emerging at nighttime. They are going to be moving up to the treetops in the daytime through the afternoons. The chorusing is not going to start here for probably another week or 10 days before the cicada palooza starts in the treetops. So you have a little bit of time. But again, like I said, come on. You know, how scary is this? How scary is that? I frankly don't think that's very scary. If they land on you, as I said, just pick them up and say, you're a little confused. Just throw them up in the air. They're going to fly away. You may enjoy them. It might be a great, Instagram to have that cicada next to a beautiful taco or something like that. Or maybe you're going to a place that actually has cicadas on the menu. So who knows what it's going to be.
You mentioned Instagram. So in 2004, there was no Twitter. There were not a lot of these social media apps. So that is going to be quite a thing on Twitter and all these, everywhere, Instagram.
Yep.
Are you looking forward to all the pictures and selfies and all these things?
Yes. And they're pouring in. Again, our cicada crew has been posting on their Instagram account and on Facebook and Twitter. They're tweeting almost on a daily basis about the cicadas they see. We now have more than 10,000 people that have downloaded the Cicada Safari app, and we're being swamped. We may have 100,000 images of cicadas coming in very shortly.
Wow.
It's going to be a fantastic opportunity. And as I said, if you have people that you'd like to Instagram, what could be better than that, right? So I got a bug in my eye. Right? Something like that. So go ahead and enjoy the cicadas. A fantastic teaching opportunity for children of all ages. I think this is the time that you can really immerse your kids. I know my granddaughters are incredibly excited about this. I've met with several groups of children who are all over this. I think this is the time to help youngsters understand Mother Nature at her very best. And also, gang, remember, cicadas have been underground for 17 years, living a COVID-like existence. They actually social distance underground so they don't compete. They're teenagers. This is their moment in the sun. They're going to get up. They're going to do what all 17-year-olds do. They're going to listen to music. They're going to have romance. They're going to be up in the treetops. It's going to be boisterous. An opportunity to witness a truly spectacular natural event that happens nowhere else on planet Earth, except right here in your backyard. It's going to be better than a Game of Thrones out there. So go out and enjoy it. Teach your kids, learn yourself, try to enjoy this. And again, as I said, if you can't take it, no cicadas in Ocean City. So head to Ocean City maybe for a couple weeks or you'll be okay.
Well done, Dr. Raup. Cannot thank you enough for educating me and our listeners and letting us know everything we need to know about the Brood 10 or Brood X. And I do prefer the Brood X. That sounds a lot cooler. So thank you so much for your insight today.
Thank you, Joe. It's been a pleasure. And go Montgomery County.
Yes.
And go and enjoy those cicadas.
Yes, and I hope the invasion doesn't disappoint you. And thank you to everybody for watching and listening. Check out the latest news in Montgomery County on mymcmedia.org. And we'll see you next time on MoCo's Most Famous. Have a great day, everybody.